Yo, welcome to another episode of the Terrace Show alongside my special guest, Talk A Lot Twine.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, it's your boy Talk A Lot Twine, man. Talk A Lot Twine, Mr. Talk A Lot, whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me pussy. Facts.
Ooh. But you is what you eat, so I've heard.
So I don't eat pussy, so I'm not pussy.
That's your problem. Look, interesting weekend help out so far, don't you think? My boy, I've been in a few drops. Want to start this episode talking about Quando Rondo and his recovery.
Why you gonna jump straight to a project?
What you mean? That's how you supposed to do it. I want to be different.
You want to jump right into a project?
I mean, how you doing this?
Nah, fuck you, bitch.
This evening, night, whatever you want to call it.
Like, shit.
It's going on seven. You always talking shit, man.
No, I do.
People already think you bullying me on the motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Cause y'all don't want to speak up, talk shit or nothing. Like,
man, I be just, you know, I'm just talking. You know what I'm saying? Did you even listen to the Quando Rondo all the way through?
Nah, I don't even fucking know because the shit sound the same.
It sound the same. What you mean by the same?
It sound the same. No. All the songs sound the same.
How? Like what you mean like the same? Cause from the top to the bottom, it did not sound the same to me.
None of
the first three songs.
You said first three songs sound the same. And that thing, cause I listened to it. Man, I'm trying to get right. I listened to it. I was like, okay, he came with this. No, you know what? Okay, give me your opinion first before I even.
Okay, my opinion on it is, you know, everything, the title of the album said speaks for itself, recovery. He has recovered, even though he never needed to recover because his last project was excellent, but he don't get enough credit as he deserved because he signed the NBA. No, the album, it was very, you know, different. You know, people expect a guy like Quando to drop trap rap, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That type of, no. You looking for some Lil Baby type styles. That was in there. It's swagger type music. Music make you want, you know what I'm saying? Go buy a Durango.
Hey, try to keep the mic a little bit closer because I know you're leaning back and shit. So you're fading in and out.
Oh, yeah. A little Durango or something. That's what it make you want to do. It don't make you want to slang, all right? He probably had one song, you know, like that.
And what song that was? Can you pull up the track list?
Track list. Yes, sir. You know I got it. Okay, I'm on it. What you want? Like, you want me to tell you track list?
Yeah, let me see the track list right quick.
You know, my boy. Okay.
So, I say 50 was straight.
Yeah, of course.
RIP Fat. That was straight. From the Bottom was straight. I don't think I listened to it all the way through. The one thing I had with Quando Rondo was the songs that he got a title is not what the song about.
Right.
And I think that comes from him being lazy and high all the fucking time.
Lazy high. Why you say that? Because of the say cheese in
the- That? No, I know he do. Like, it's just the way he talk. I don't understand. Like, he talk like he not from Georgia. Like
he dragged. To me, I think it's the lean. Cause he
dragged. Now he be like, bro, like, I don't even know you talking about, bitch, bro. Like, bro,
you gotta leave that stuff alone. You can tell he was high as hell. He just dragged his words.
Like, but who talk like that in Georgia though? No nigga talk like that in Georgia. Like, he been talking like this for the longest, but who talk like that, bro?
I mean, you know, he's from Savannah, so.
But niggas in Savannah do not talk like that.
I've never heard it either.
Why he be like, bro, like, I don't even know, bro, like.
I mean, he's a successful rapper. You know, he'd have been around places. You know, he probably picked up some things, you know, around the way.
Around the way.
Yeah, like.
Bro, that is his like, normal slang, though.
It is. I mean, but like
you said though, the album, I think the album was a good 9 out of 5. So what was
nine,
you rate?
He said 9 out of 5.
Yes, what he slept on one of the best.
Whoa, what you mean? What you mean? Bro, 9 out of 5. So you saying it mid?
No,
9 out of 5. Listen, what you said.
Okay,
you said 9 songs out of 5.
Oh, 9 out of it's a 9 out of 10.
No, it's not.
How?
The project is mean recovery. So what is you recovering from? You're not recovering from a drug addiction.
You know what he's recovering
from. But he's not talking about that.
I mean,
he just threw a whole bunch of songs together. That all it was. He didn't put down no decent track list to talk about the album. None of that shit really talked about his problem with his baby mama dropping out, you know, falling out with him and stuff like that. Talk about the situation. Talking about his people died. He do got that song. But he got how many songs on there?
He got, I know it was
20 songs, and they don't make no fucking sense to the name on the project. Please give me songs that
recovery, like
recovery. Okay. You recovering from losing your career for someone who got killed.
He really
you
didn't talk about that. He really didn't lose his career. He addressed that in a few songs, even though it was
what just, he said.
It was just neat disses.
Nigga, go to the lyrics. Go to the lyrics. Go to the lyrics.
What you mean the lyrics? Like, bro, I can name a few things he spoke on myself. Like,
okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, he really didn't speak on it exactly. It was just neat disses. That's all he did. Really.
Okay, go ahead. Disses. Say one.
Talking about sneak. Okay, I told Ja'Kai grandma never called me grandson.
What that mean?
King Von was grandson.
I know he know my grandson because of the nigga in the jail system.
Yeah.
Okay, that was
sneak this. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Another one that was clearly right there in your face that you could have missed and fifth when he said, "Before I leave this stage, I'm yelling we're smoking V."
Mm-hmm.
He said that in fifth also.
Mm-hmm. But for 20 songs, it feel like he done threw shit together. Cause like I said, I tried listening to all the way. How long is that album? Cause I was in that. I was in the car for an hour.
It was a while. An hour.
Ain't no way in the hell I didn't listen to that whole fucking thing. Cause I was in a car for a whole hour playing that shit nonstop.
Man, that from top to bottom. Okay, so what you saying is this?
This shit sounds the same. So what
you
telling me?
What you how? Okay, we gonna start right here. You say so. Basically, what you saying? He should have had like an album solely. Like discussing what happened that night?
He could discuss, he could talk about it, he could talk about the effects on it, he could talk about the good of it, he could talk about so much more, but this shit feel like he done threw songs that he already had recorded.
But he don't have to address that stuff though.
He don't gotta address it, but what are you recovering from? Please let us know. I'm tired of artists putting songs together and not putting it correctly.
People counted him out. Come on now. People counting him out.
Of course.
He's, bro, from that album, bro, he should not be to me, bro. He should be one of the best in the game, but no, people is not going to listen to him.
Why? Because the whole shooting?
Yes, because for, I don't know no, what for.
So why?
Because it's ties with NBA. I don't know.
But why nobody want to listen to him, but a lot of people want people to live that life, actually be about that life?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't necessarily know because I don't live that life.
And but I'm saying he got exposure from it. He got exposure from it. 100%. But it just seemed like this project, for real, do not mean nothing. Like he put songs together. He could have talked about his homeboy down. He did that in the art.
About that.
Really? If you really listen to it, can you pull up lyrics? Because if you really listen to it, he not going in depth. He just throwing shit together and then putting little subliminal shit about it.
He addressed why he yelled out no, which I understood. Like, of course, you know, he said the reason why I yelled out no because he saw his nigga dead.
Yes.
And the fans will make a joke. Well, not his fans, but people making jokes about that. Anybody made a joke, they never seen that nigga bled. He just like, what more could you want him to say?
I know, but it just like, it just... Bro, when I listen to shit, I'm like, am I tripping? Or this shit actually replaying? Or it just sound the same?
It's a few songs that...
And then this is in his pocket. That whole singing, that whole pain.
He good at it?
Yeah, he good at it. But I'm saying it just seemed like the song was just repeatedly. Like, it wasn't a new... I mean, he did sing a little bit. But it just seemed like, bro, when I listened to it, he was talking about the same thing.
But what? So what more do you want artists to do? Because, okay, we already know, like, the trap route to you. You want something different.
I no, don't
know.
It's not even that.
You want something different.
When you were talking about what you're recovering from, you only put a handful of songs. A handful. But this is 20 songs. 20 songs. And you talking about you are recovering for what? Okay, we know what you're recovering from, but are you directly talking about now? You have like five songs. You just have like five songs that show that you are recovering. But there is another 15 songs that just real bullshit.
I mean, you gotta. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's artists out there who throw songs on an album just.
But you had all the time in the world.
I mean, to me, the songs complemented, like everything complemented, like the album was well put together.
I don't think it was.
To me, that was one of the most complete albums I've heard in a little minute.
Complete.
Complete.
No, it wasn't complete.
Not many artists have been putting out complete albums.
So you're saying that whole project, what 50 mean? What do 50 mean? Explain to me. No scale. What do that mean?
Now, that was a good song. Don't talk about no scale.
But what is no scale? But what the song about? It's no scale?
You know, it's just a song. You know, just vibe. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. But okay, like this is your recovery time. Is get all the pain out that you need to get out and let us know how you felt about these whole situations. How the people were putting you in these
positions. So he got to do that in every song.
Not every song, but this is an album. An album, you probably take your time, give it your all. This is not a regular project. This is not something you just throw out. You probably give this your all because album count is way more than a fucking mixtape.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is this. To me, he gave it his all.
And like, then, bro. But no, he didn't. Because he is a pain artist. And I heard the pain in some songs. Yeah. But if you go talking about this your recovery, please labor it correctly. Have a part when you lit. Have a part when you pain. Have a part you working through it. Talk about your woman leaving you. He could have did that three songs. He could have labored it down and stopped putting shit together. But he could have did like three songs each. Three songs about this, three songs about that, and have them in order. Not putting songs on songs on song, putting my Carolina. Like, bro, when people listen to an album, I hate when people say, when they release a project, they say, yeah, bro, I'm working on an album. I hate when upcoming artists even say they're dropping an album. Bitch, you not signed. And they not putting no money behind you. So this not a fucking album.
So what is an album?
An album when you put in all your resources, all your money. This shit, an album is everything. Nipsey Hussle turned all his, when he was talking about dropping the album, 50 Cent said, no, don't never drop an album until you 100% ready. Because the album is everything. And when you say album on projects and you not signed, they look at that because this album mean everything.
Okay.
This, all the other shit, he dropped mixtape. An album probably be everything. You probably give your all into that and put it in a good order. Stop throwing songs on shit. Label it correctly. And make it make sense.
Okay, see, now that you see, while I would listen to it, I wasn't thinking of it like that. I'm just, you know, when I listen to an album, I just like the music. I don't think of the structure. All that stuff. Like, I don't get what's the
reason. That I'm saying. That was an album. An album is structured.
Yeah.
You got to put time into that. You got to put care into that. Not just, I got five good songs that talk about this. And then, with that title, bro, I'm thinking you come with some hard shit, some pain shit. Dude. And not hard, bro, because I really thought this shit would just clutter on. Because, like, okay, two songs he was rapping. The next he was singing. Another one, drill. The next one, drill. Like, come on, label it correctly. I can say
probably 60% of the album sounded the same. Probably that.
That's bad.
I mean, like, you want it to be all over the place?
No, I want it to be labeled correctly. Okay,
what's a well put together album that someone has put out so I can get what your definition?
A well put together album. What, this year?
No, like in the album. I just want to understand what you going with, like your
sight, see, like, yeah. Songs, okay, albums that I feel like were well put together. See, I would say Post Malone, one of Post Malone albums, Beers and Bentley put together well good.
And why is that? Why is that?
Because it was, you know, I think this, and I think he had Celebration now too, but it was just labeled correctly.
Okay.
It was like he was going through a hard breakup, but at the end, it's showing you getting relief and you getting back, you getting turned. But it's pain, then you recovering from that pain. Okay. And then you getting turned back up. Cause you gonna be in heartbreak for a time span. And then you getting back into your groove. And then you are back out looking for what you whatever you were doing. You back to your normal self. No, with recovery, mm-hmm. Come on now, bro. Lit right here, singing right here, pain shit. Then you back drill. Come on, that shit is all over the place.
I never looked at. See, now you giving me, like, you make me want to go listen to a whole lot of albums over because I never thought of it like that, like a structure.
Well, I would say Lil Baby on, what Lil Baby shit was?
My Turn?
Not the new one, the one previously. The one.
Wait, we paid all that. That dropped 2020, that went crazy.
But
I
think it was labeled correctly. Yeah, that was labeled correctly.
But I just don't understand this structure because, like I said, I just thought people listen to music just to listen to it.
No, it's just like, bro, whatever your topic is, you got to have your shit. Just say, okay.
So it starts with the title. Basically.
It's yes. What is the album about? What is the story of the album? You get what I'm saying? Not just look, NBA Youngboy shit. NBA Youngboy, Dear Kentrell. Wait, Dear His Son. Yeah. That was put together well good.
That was one of the best albums of
the decade. What else? What the other album he had that black robe, that black one?
Top.
No, not Top. I don't think
the
Top.
The one that just dropped? No, Top was his best album ever, but you talking about the one that just passed?
What the black one? Album. It was not like, not black, not black. No, he had a like a black
The Last Slamito.
It was labeled good. Cause like it was labeled good, but it's a song because he kept putting out the same sound. He kept putting out the same sound, but it was labeled good.
Bro, it was
it wasn't the over. It wasn't no was it. It
stuff.
His shit wasn't had, all over the place.
His was all over the place. No, it wasn't. Out. He had digital on there, like bro. He had like probably two like songs, like menacing type songs, bro. Digital and which one that was Swerving. Then he'll have Acclaimed Emotions. Then I'll be like, what? And he'll have a song like Get Some Money, I Got the Bag. Like, bro, it was
all go to Kate King and play this right quick.
I got you.
I think, yeah, it was
all over the place.
Yeah, I think it was all over the place.
He had too many songs on there. He had way too
many. Oh, because you know he put out them songs. He put out the song before, so he tried to make all of them go at the bottom.
Yeah, he put them out months before.
Yeah. But let me see.
See that that song, all that, like, bro, that it was all over the place, bro.
Yeah.
He started it off with like a pain type song. You know what I'm saying? That was
Yeah. There was all over the place. But sincerely, yeah, that labeled perfectly. You know what I'm saying?
Top was perfect from top to bottom, bro.
It was perfect, but I can't remember the I haven't listened to that in a minute. That one on sincerely is my favorite album for NBA Youngboy.
I can see that. Top my favorite all time. But yeah, man, to me, I give Corno. What's your final rating on that?
Huh?
What's your final
rating? I give about.
Come on, man. That was a good album.
No, it wasn't, bro.
Let me know.
I heard better, bro.
From who?
I heard better, bro.
From him? He's been underrated his whole career, anyway.
I don't really listen to him like that. But I like his sound, but it just sometimes to come off wrong, like.
Bro, have you listened to his last project he put out before that? Or the one with Do Not Disturb for Airplane Modes and stuff?
Nah, yeah.
Yo, he got a good sound. He's very underrated. But yeah, I probably did too much with the 9 out of 10. I'd say 7.5.
7.5? I'm going to have to go with 4.
Bro, I'm going to go.
No, you know who else got a good album? I'm him. That's a good one.
That's a good.
That labeled perfectly.
That was. So with that, like, what you mean? Like, he's showing his more what they call side. Like, he's more like mature or something. Cool. Like Gates.
Not, in that album. In the album, he wasn't mature anyway. Because he claimed that he was. You know what I'm saying? He claimed that he was because he was getting in shape and all this stuff. But then he come out and said he was on lean on that album. Like, he was lying a lot.
He was?
Yes, he said he was still taking drugs and all that on that album.
Where like, he said that?
He said it in interviews. This not his. He said he put all into this album, but then he go back and say, "Nah, I really didn't."
But don't he? But he said he told he do shrooms and stuff now, don't he?
He do shrooms and stuff now. But when that album came out, that when he was losing weight and stuff. And but after this album, because you know around this album, he was really depressed. He said that in an interview, like, because this album didn't do as good. He thought this album gonna change.
Talking about I'm Him.
Yeah.
It should have did.
No, it did good. I love that album.
I love that song, Funny How. That was a great song. We've argued about that song, Bags, for the whole time from Atlanta back to Macon. Remember that?
Oh, you're talking about because he stole on X.
Yeah, and his way better, though. He made okay. But yeah, so, okay, Quinta Rondo, 4 out of 10. Okay, also with Quinta Rondo, do you think that caused a divide in rap, though? Like, is there such thing as a divided route, or strictly, or is it called business? Or what do loyalty matter before business? Loyalty over business, basically.
I mean, they're what the rappers claim for it to be, but it really not. They're only picking the side that can help them get more profit.
I didn't think of it like that. So I just thought it was loyalty. You see most rappers stand on such side, like, because loyalty or something.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it could be business. You see Fredo banging Young Boy.
They weren't in the same facility, but they put their name on stuff.
That's a step.
No, but this name by Young Boy, I appreciate. He stand on what he say.
What you mean? Stop the violence.
He stand on what he say. Like he feel like he don't fuck with you. He just don't fuck with you, and he not finna kiss your ass to like build that relationship. Or if you don't fuck with this person, he not finna go fuck with that person. That thing, that Young Boy kind of like. Fuck him up a lot because he showed too much loyalty.
Yeah. Him and Nicki finna drop a song. I gotta listen to it. You seen it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they dropping a song that gonna be on his new album. I think that album gonna be big. Okay. The ban of TikTok, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Ban of TikTok. How do you think that goes affect a lot of rappers' careers, though? Coily Ray's and stuff.
I mean, Coily Ray already up, so it don't matter no more.
It still help her career, though.
Huh?
It still help her career?
Yeah.
Look at, what song? Girls Are Players, too. Yeah. That's on fire.
I'll go talk about that on my thing, too.
You tell
but,
me.
No, you straight, but what about it, though?
Bro, like, it still helped, like, TikTok promote. If it went for TikTok, I never would have known that song. If it went for TikTok, I never would have known a lot of things. But now this band going on. What's the pros and cons of TikTok? Even more pros than cons.
With the band, I mean, it would stop artists because, like, you know, labels are making artists make videos now.
Like forcing them to?
Like yeah, like you contract? Gotta make a video. No, not part of the contract, but you gotta make a video to promote your album. Like promote this song. And TikTok is just so... TikTok is just so playful, so the artist can be playful with the song. Like, it could be a serious-ass song, but you could be playful with
it. Exactly. But there's no cons in TikTok to me. I don't get what
it is. Yes, it is. But it cons because the song can be bigger. That little snippet part can be bigger than the song.
I mean, of course, but that helps you out.
No, it do not. Because once you hear the full song, you be like, bro, this shit ass. You know what? I actually tried to take a listen to that little punk shit, even though it's trash. Tesla.
Oh, yeah, cause I've been saying it. He is a good promoter.
But I watched Tesla when they were doing that little TikTok shit.
Yeah.
Tesla. I was like, this song as a fuck. But actually went to go listen to it. I was like, why are they promoting this part? Because this part is trash.
Yeah.
But the song is decent.
I mean, yeah.
They made me feel like the song was trash because of the TikTok. Because of the TikTok video.
I mean, yeah. I mean, to me, that's what drove people to go listen to it, though. That's why I'm saying it going to help you out at the end of the day.
Mm. Just you got me to want to listen to that album. I only listened to it because NBA Youngboy song was on there.
But that song also, even with that was on TikTok 2 years. Bro, that people heard that song 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like so, like that's probably why. That's what I also think that could be a con. People, because of TikTok, people already heard most of these unreleased songs.
Yeah.
So, like, that could be a con, but I don't think that stopped them from, like, making a song big, though.
What?
Like,
It kind of do, it kind of don't, because the song, it do make the song bigger. Okay, with Coda Ray's song, Girls Are Player Too.
Yeah.
You don't know the whole lyrics. Like Lil Uzi. Like Lil Uzi, one of the perfect people, right?
I really don't.
Like you don't know the rest of the song. You just know that part, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? Lil Uzi flipped that whole thing. Like, y'all want, you know, yeah, make TikTok songs then. Lil Uzi only said 12 words on I Wanna Rock.
See, you wouldn't know what's crazy. I never listened to that whole song. So you mean to tell me he didn't say anything else besides I Wanna Rock?
I Wanna Rock. But yeah, yeah. Nothing else.
That's it.
And you know what? That song, that really.
How long the song?
It's only like 2 minutes.
He's smart. He's smart. Hey, a lot. That's very smart. I Wanna Rock. I never liked it.
You never liked it?
I'm not a dancer.
You don't gotta be a dancer. It's about the feeling. And then you don't even watch the screen and shit. Like, you don't watch screens. Like,
yeah, I watch Kai sometimes.
Sometimes. How often you watch it? So, do you even watch the Subathon?
I watch a little of it.
Then tell me something you seen then.
I seen. Shoot, yeah, hella people on that movie.
Can you pull one out then? Talk about one scene, one thing that happened.
Okay, what's the scene you seen?
I seen a lot. Yeah, I seen the girl, the big booty white girl, did cheese out her ass. Kai getting accused of getting a hand job on screen, having Martin Luther King.
That was part of the summer thing? I thought that was after.
No. Goddamn. He about to get hit in the restroom. You got LED Chopper being playful, acting like he don't get no pussy. You got LED Chopper praying over the booty. It's so much stuff that happened.
So what exactly was a subathon? I'm not gonna lie.
A subathon is when each time someone sub, the time go up. So you gotta stay on screen for a certain amount of time.
So like
how he was on for 30 days exactly, but he had more time.
Hold on, 30 days straight.
30 days straight.
No, come on now.
Facts. I watched it, bro.
Non-stop.
Non-stop.
So he was in front of a camera 30 days.
Yes. I watched it, bro.
Bro, no shower?
He showered.
While the stream was on?
Yes.
Oh, so basically what you're saying is he was streaming, but he wasn't in front of the camera.
He was in front of the camera 24/7. He had cameras set up around the whole mansion.
30 days. So he didn't leave the mansion?
Mm-mm. He left the mansion. But he still was screaming.
I need to get more in tune with society.
It's not in society. They're just a move right now, bro.
Society?
No, it's not. It's not society. Society is a whole. This is a culture. That is a culture.
A culture.
A culture.
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 So screaming is a culture.
Okay. I mean,
society is everybody.
It seems like everybody watching it, because that's all I see. Everyone, it feels like, bro, even my little brother don't know more about shit like that than me. It's like, I'm getting old.
No, you just a lame man nigga. You just talk, you just talk about female. They don't want to be with you. You stay in your room. You work all day. You work all day and you claim you tired. You don't play the game. Nigga, what do you do? Like, be real. So before you even started the podcast, what were you doing?
Before
you started
outside,
back,
I was outside a lot doing a bunch of bullshit, spending this ceremony.
With who?
Mostly myself.
So you were just going out doing what then? So you were just buying weed? You get down to this case.
Let get
so you've been gone for how long?
A whole year. No, I wasn't doing
no,
that.
No.
You talking about from podcast,
how long
right?
You been gone from Anchor? A year?
Yeah, my last episode I recorded was January 21st of last year.
Mm-hmm. So why would you go for that long period of time?
I don't know. I just lost the love for it.
Lost the love for it.
Yeah.
Or you let a net bitch get in the way of you trying to do something with your life?
Nah. To be honest, I really did. I have before. Like, that almost was a reason. Mm-hmm. But I said, fuck that day. You gonna forget who I was.
You talking her?
Yeah.
So,
she gonna forget who I was.
Also, since he been gone then, why it took you so long to record again?
I really don't even know, to be honest. Like I said, I had to find love for it again. To be honest, I got a What they could say, I have a fear of failure. Mm-hmm. I think a lot. I be thinking to myself a lot, bro. I don't got what it take.
So you just want to be, because you previously had told me that you were happy just working.
I said that.
Yes, you said that.
When?
You said.
Talking about when you drop me out of here.
You were talking about you.
No, I said I'm in a better place than I was last year. Like,
no, it was different because you don't want to hang out with, you know, them other people who doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, but you were saying you were more happy separating yourself from that stupid shit and working all the time.
I mean, no, I wasn't mean like that.
I mean like this. Ever since I separated myself from doing a lot of stuff like that, I've been more happy with myself spiritually, bro. I had to find myself. I'm happy with where I'm at, like, spiritually, if that makes sense. I don't know if you noticed, bro, lately when we've been talking like the past month, what I always bring up, God, right? Mm-hmm. Bro, I really got close to God, bro.
You got close to God, you got on your knees. And...
Bro, you laughing like, I already know you don't really got much. We got different beliefs, but
I don't have a belief. I'm just a philosopher, bro.
What you mean, like?
I create my own way, how I feel, my own beliefs.
So how you feel about God?
What?
Like?
I don't believe in the Bible. I feel like the Bible, I don't believe in the God part of the Bible. I believe the Bible was like kind of wrote in like the future. But the whole how people say you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that. I don't believe in Christianity because y'all still sin. Why would I believe in something that your followers, you don't believe in? You believe in it, but are you going to follow the rules word by word? So what the point of believing in something, you're going to do that? Your God not forgive you for everything. You're going to the school shooting, right? Let's say he believe in God. If that your God, why would he let that happen?
I mean, I really don't know. Like I've heard people say things happen for a reason, but that shouldn't happen.
Multiple shootings happen within... let's say the last 3 years, multiple shootings.
Since we was in middle school, really.
And we didn't go that far, but it just been outrageous lately.
Right.
And most of these people believe in God, but why are these Christian kids killing other kids?
Even the church shooter in South Carolina went, God let that happen. That's what I get what you saying, really.
Tell me what my belief is then, because I don't know much about this. So what am I?
What you mean? You say you're Christian. You got closer to God. You can claim that you're Christian.
I mean, I'm close to God, but I know I'm not a Christian. I never said Christ out of my mouth.
But you,
I got close to God, but I still sin.
So who is your God?
I don't know.
Society. My God, I don't, you know, God is your picture of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm a philosopher. Even though I take my shit off of, you give some, you take some. It's equal exchange.
Right.
I feel like, I'm not going to go deep into it, but everybody has their own belief. People probably say you're stupid. I don't think, you know how people say they spiritual. I feel like spiritual is a cop-out.
Yeah.
It is. So you just saying you're spiritual. Say I'm spiritual, I believe in the higher power. That's a cop out. That's a cop out. You feel me? I just live life day by day because I don't want to live by a book when I feel like it's wrong. I don't want to do this. I don't want to live in a society full of rules. I understand the rules are set to keep us in a mindset, keep us in these type of restraints. I don't want to have restraints. I want to try to live my life to the fullest and find out who I'm truly am. You can't believe in somebody when you don't know who you is truly. You don't know what you want to do. You working a 9-to-5 job. You working a 9-to-5 job, living paycheck. You are put on the earth to fulfill your life and be happy with what you do.
Right.
I'm not trying to live my life miserably and live. Work 9-to-5, 9-to-5. Your Bible say work hard, it go come to you. A lot of people work hard at a job for 20 some years and still don't get no raise and stuff like
some
that.
Some jobs drop them just like that. Exactly. 20 whole years and boom, you drop.
Exactly. So why would I want to work at a job that don't appreciate me and I can easily get replaced?
Right. See, I got to get more in depth. See, I see like you more in depth, but like I said, I don't know what I am.
I'm not trying to persuade you or anything. I just believe in what I believe in. I mean, I believe it's a good and a bad.
I believe it's a God. Like, of course, like every day I bow my head. And I thank God at least a few times a day.
Why you don't think yourself God? You know, anybody, they say God is you.
I mean, without God, I wouldn't know what I'm saying. Like, ain't no, like, I know I'm not perfect. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm grateful. And I thank God for that.
You thank God for that. But you could be God. But you know, a lot of people get mad at me when I say I'm God because I am God. I'm the master of my own fate. I can go kill somebody right now. I'm going to jail. Right? Exactly. Right?
Right.
So I made that decision to go down that route. That one, you tell me that shit wrote for me to go to jail?
I mean, you'll never know what God got planned for.
But you make your own path. So
I don't know what tomorrow will bring.
So, but you saying, you know, your God, you know, make your path.
Right.
So why he ain't, he got you through your path, but let's say you make a crazy decision. So why would you go through that? He know what you thinking before you even do it. So they're not free will. You know what I'm saying? They're not free will. So your fate already decided for you. So you can really just sit on your ass and just let life go do its course.
That's not how it worked, though. You got to.
How?
You got to hit.
Ain't it wrote for you already? He know what you're thinking. He know what you're saying. He know all this before you even do it.
What I say, you got to help God help yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't just sit around and be like, God. All right, that's like saying this. Okay, I'm broke, bummy. I need a job. God, please, I just need a job. But I'm not putting in no job applications.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, nothing.
Your job can come from you networking. You ain't got to put no job application.
I mean, yeah, but some people don't even do that.
But I'm saying,
you got to network to get your blessings. You got to help God. You got to put in the work still.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just sit around all day. One day I'm going to be in this. I'm going to be in that. I hear a lot of people talk about manifestation, but they're not doing nothing about it.
So, Trey, right. If I went on your ass about doing something, what would you be doing?
To be honest, probably...
working.
I see where you're going with. Yeah, nothing. I ain't gonna lie. If it went for you, I probably wouldn't be doing nothing. You right.
Now, I'm saying, like, you got put forth the effort. You know, you even say you putting forth the effort. But it's like, I feel like also your people, the people that you have around you, help you direct you in what you want to do. Because I would say Chris kind of, like, motivated me to get into, like, you know, trying to put up content and stuff. Like, because I always want to do it, but I was always a shy person. I was never into that. You know, I'm shy, but Chris wasn't the main person, but he showed me the platform that I need to go into. I thought we all go do it as a unit, but everybody want to shy away. I think y'all don't have the drive or don't want to really do shit. Y'all think that shit probably be handed to y'all.
Yeah.
You remember, like, y'all see, like, man, I got this spot. Man, I'm not getting paid for this shit. I'm not getting paid. All this out of my own pocket.
Yeah.
You remember? And a lot of people just don't want to put forth the effort They don't want to put their own money and they think shit will come just like that. You feel me? Like, it might be another 5, it might be another 3 years before I start making any money from YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm having faith in my own self. So I'm not worried about a higher power putting me in that position. I got to put forth all the effort that I need to put myself in there. I'm not saying God not real. If I die and God real, that's just how I went about it. Yeah. You feel me? Like, if I had to go to hell because I didn't believe
in. That's one thing I don't believe. I believe God, but I don't believe in.
Why? You know, because it's good. It's good and a bad. It's always gonna be that. Why? Okay, if you don't believe in that, why would it be bad people in the world? So you tell me, good people and bad people all coexist at one place?
Everybody.
It should be this place. Right, so you work hard to go nowhere.
Every good person got bad in them. That's where you're like, bro. You could be a Christian. You could be a church. You could be God made. You still go have one thing about you that's bad. It's just some people sure that like got different types of bad. You ask me. Some people serial killers. Some people racist. Some people rape people. It's different types of bad. Everybody is not good, bro.
What you mean not good?
It's not no such thing as like
a good person. It's a balance.
A balance.
Everyone have their weakness. Everybody have their, what they do. Everybody have that. You get what I'm saying? Some, you might have a nice, you might have a good ass teacher, but you might have a nice ass teacher, but it's something that she do that she know that bad, but that is her, that her balance is not herself. A lot of people smoke weed, you know, that supposed to be bad. Smoke weed.
It's bad to smoke weed.
But
God put this here for us.
But okay, you tell me I have to spend money when I could be saving that money to put forth toward my future to satisfy myself for a time span, a short time span, when I could be using that money to invest into my future.
Yeah. But like, people are different. People got different point of views. People use weed for different things. Some people use weed for bad. Some people use weed for good things to cope with certain things.
Cope with what? Well, I mean, some
people.
Why cope when you can talk to other people?
Other people are judgmental.
And you, that I'm saying that some that went wrong with the world. We always worry about what other people think of us.
I never. I did at first, but now I really don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, I've noticed, see, that's one thing I'm going to bring up too. When you said you were shy, I never looked at you as shy. You always been an I don't give a fuck type person, me.
Because you met me at a time frame when I just kept getting fucked over and I really, truly don't give a fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you never been shy to me. You ain't shy. All
right. When you met me in that male club, yes, I was shy. I only talked to a handful of people.
No, a shy person would have put together like the shit you were wearing and put on. A shy person would have did that.
No, I put that on because I stopped caring. I came in with the J's, latest J's. I did that. You feel me? I stopped giving a fuck. Once my shit got broken into and took all that shit, them are material things.
Yeah.
No material thing got taken from me. So why would I invest my money into material things that get easy to get taken from me? A lot of people, like, just say your car got taken from you. Mm-hmm. You'll be upset, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because you work hard for that, right?
Right.
And why work hard for something? I'm saying, why do all this stuff to impress other people when all this shit can get taken away from you?
It's not about impressing people.
That's why people it. Why people get the latest? Come on, bro. Why people pay $200 for some J's when you can just, you can put anything on and rock that shit? Why people get Louis V on... Balenciaga to impress out, other people.
To give out a lifestyle that they really don't live.
People probably live that lifestyle, but they are doing to impress other people. It show that they're on a higher statue.
I never been that type of person. I just like shit. I just get stuff because I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I never been the type to impress nobody. I get the latest. You know this for fact. I get the latest J and well, a Fashion Nova tee and it's a Fashion Nova jeans.
It's depending on how you put it on. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you see me wearing that big overcoat jacket, I did that because I didn't care no more.
That not, when I seen your hair green, then when I was like, he don't give a fuck.
I truly didn't because, like, I live my life based off what people were thinking and I just stopped caring around that. And I hate that I did that because I stopped caring about myself.
Oh, okay.
Because I was showing freedom, but I stopped caring about myself. And then kind of like, I got labeled as the, you know how people be saying, you know, like emo kids, something like that. But I didn't care what they thought. But I feel like if I were being more, if I said I would be more talkative and people understood why I did stuff, I wouldn't care what they're thinking of me. But I should have been more social with people. I wish that one thing I could change and been more social with people.
What that would have changed, though, you was more social with people.
Because I would never know who wanted to do the same stuff I went into. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like a lot of people hold they sell back. A lot of people hold, you know, resources, everything, networking, everything. And I feel like if I were networking in high school, I feel like a lot of stuff from me would be more successful.
Probably so. I never, like... I think I started not caring at an early age because you didn't even know me in middle school. But, you know, I had red hair.
But you had Ray Howard. Well, you had dread seal?
No, I had a fro. See, what happened was I was supposed to dye my hair. This was during the time when people had a little Khalifa patches. People dying their hair blind and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Cause, oh, okay. I did the basketball player. He had like a patch in the back of his head. Yeah. I had that shit.
You did? See, thank God, I did my whole head. Mm-hmm. And like, it wasn't blind enough. So I went and got a different type of blind. And like, it turned out red. Man, I went to school, my head red. People had eyes on me. But you know what? I never cut it off. Mm-hmm. I kept that shit for a whole semester. That was just like, bro, I don't care, bro. Like, but I think that really, I like that. I'm glad I turned out that way.
What?
Because if I cared, I never was in school anyway. But if I cared, I probably never would have graduated.
What you mean?
Because I don't like people.
Yeah, I mean, graduation for your own thing. It just shows that you did something for a short, you know, for a time span, and you got through what you need to do.
Right. Yeah, you just made me. I'm gonna definitely have to get more in depth with myself, because what you said about the I am God thing, like, you really just made me think of something, but I'm not gonna get too much into that.
Yeah, a lot. The message was very scattered and stuff like that.
It was, but I understood. It took me a minute to understand. Mm-hmm. But I understand now. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for more episodes of the Teray Show. We're about to close it up. Me and my co-host, Talk Lot Twan, stay tuned. He's got bangers dropping every week on his channel. Let him know what's coming up.
Hey, man, you know.
Bangers.
Yeah, y'all go follow me on Talk Lot TV. That's my main page, my personal page, Talk Lot Twan. But yeah, man, I am dropping videos out the ass, and hopefully, you know, it do something for me. And I'm really doing it because I like it my damn self. I'm really not caring about the views. If I don't get no views, it hurts. But I know I got to keep pushing, because you never know who might be watching. And, you know, I might be the next Charlamagne Tha God. You remember?
You'll be the next Talk Lot Twan.
And if this nigga dropped the video in time, yes, we will be in Atlanta for the Black Effect Podcast Festival. You dropping next week?
Yeah, because I'm dropping tomorrow.
But we need to get some merch.
So talk about merch.
I mean, you get your merch and I get my merch, and you know, we trying to network.
Right, we really can.
And trying to network and do shit.
I'm on a college shirt. I want to be casual. Yeah, you know, man. I'm getting old. I need to know. I'm entering my casual type age. I don't want to be a youngie no more.
What you mean?
Like it's cool dressing like a youngie, but I want to be. It's time for me to start wearing the collared shirts with the slacks and stuff. Mm-hmm. No, that's what I'm on towards.
Yeah, I need to boost on my upper echelon. But yeah, man, what your closing saying is?
Oh, yes, sir. Stay tuned for more episodes. We are out.